What I'd like to do in today's webinar is to show you how most advisors, most professionals in many industries segment their clients, also segment the marketing strategy they aim towards their target market, their prospective clients. And what most advisors tend to do is to create a strategy that looks like this, a segmentation strategy. First of all, they create a range of services which they've gained experience and been educated about to help them understand that you need to break down your services into mini services rather than bundled all together into something called financial advice or financial planning, and be very specific about what each of those services does. For example, there could be a collection of past information or a shopping bag service where, you know, you and I gather all the data from the client's past with their policies and other documents. There could be a pension analysis service. There could be an investment analysis service. There could be a pension consolidation service or pension transfer service. There could be a protection service, and so on and so forth. So they've learned, and again, we'll go into this in more detail during both the attraction pillar and in the services pillar, where I'll show you how exactly to structure an attractive range of services. And the amazing thing about structuring it like this is that it gives great value to each of those services, so the combined value is quite significant. Anyway, that's what they tend to do. And then they say to themselves, I know what I'll do. I'll divide my segments into a reasonable level of service, and then add to that a more comprehensive level of service, and add to that an even further level of service that maybe I'll call gold or platinum or diamond or something like that. So they add increasing levels of service to each of their segments and say, well, if you join this segment, you'll get this, and if you join this segment, you'll get this, and you join the best segment, the best category of services, you get all of this stuff. Well, that's a great way of segmenting your client base. Well, it used to be, or it used to be deemed to be. But you know what? Simple as it may be, it doesn't do the job. And I'll explain why later on. But the challenge you have in structuring this kind of service is it tends to be designed to deal with different levels of assets under management. That's the current classic and popular way of doing it. So, for example, dear Mr. Client, if you bring to the party, bring to my service investments of, let's say, 75k plus, then you'll automatically fit within the bronze segment and you'll receive these services. However, if you bring to our business assets under management worth, let's say, 150k for us to manage, on which obviously we get paid more than 75k, then you fit nicely within the silver segment category and you get all these range of services. However, if you bring to our service 250k plus and allow us to manage that or be in control of that or be responsible for that, and we'll get paid on that, then you can justify having all of these services. Now, number of things wrong with this. Firstly, bronze, silver and gold divided or categorized by how much assets the client brings under management may seem initially very logical, but it has nothing to do whatsoever with the desires, the aspirations, the problems, the frustrations and the needs of each segment of client. So remember, in a previous webinar, we talked about segmenting clients by their differing needs and problems and the differing solutions you could provide to those problems. This kind of segmentation, bronze, silver, gold, based on assets under management, doesn't do any of that. It completely avoids why clients would want to deal with you based on the fact that they have a series of problems, needs and desires and aspirations, and you have a series of solutions to meet those. This structure does not meet that format, that kind of pattern. And therefore, although it might be very easy and neat and tidy for you to run, in that you could charge X pound per annum for that, X pound per annum and more for silver, and even more X pounds per annum for gold, and seemingly meet everybody's needs, yours and the client's, you know what? You're meeting your needs for easy categorization or segmentation doesn't in any way meet the client's needs. Just because they have a certain amount of assets under management does not mean that all of these services are in any way relevant to their needs. So this is the current format, the current way of new model way of dealing with client segmentation. This is what's currently being taught in the market during the last 3 or 4 years. And I'm here to challenge that, to say to you, interesting, looks neat, seems to meet the needs of your business, doesn't meet the needs of your clients. And we need to rethink this model. So in future webinars, that's exactly what we're going to do.